Lost migrant woman dies after crossing border into Texas. By Cartel Chronicles on April 10, 2021. A 27-year-old woman from central Mexico died shortly after crossing the Rio Grande into Texas when she apparently got lost and suffered from heat exhaustion and dehydration. The woman is the 24th migrant to die in that region so far this year, Mexican authorities revealed. The incident took place in a brushy area north of the Rio Grande, just south of Carrizo Springs, Texas, officials with Mexico's National Migration Institute, INM, revealed to Breitbart, Texas. Authorities in the U.S., including Border Patrol and local law enforcement, responded to the scene to assess the woman and then transported her to Eagle Pass for various legal procedures. Mexico's consular officials responded to Eagle Pass to help identify the woman and contact next of kin. Breitbart Texas spoke with a consular official who identified the woman only as a 27-year-old from the Mexican state of San Luis Potosi. The deceased migrant is the 24th migrant to die in the border areas between Eagle Pass, Texas, and Piedras Negras, Coahuila. The fatalities this year in that area are largely linked to migrants trying to cross the Rio Grande. As the summer months approach, the number of similar cases is expected to rise. As Breitbart Texas reported, the Texas border is seeing a dramatic increase in migrant apprehensions, which have rapidly overwhelmed the detention and enforcement capabilities of the Department of Homeland Security. The most recent figures released by U.S. Customs and Border Protection point to a 450% increase from March 2020 to March 2021. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by CEA Herrera from Coahuila.